Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. In view of sharply rising coronavirus numbers, the Charité is warning of an overload of intensive care units. Martin Kreitz, director of patient care at Germany's largest university hospital, said that the number of patients has risen noticeably in recent days, and that especially among the unvaccinated, a significant increase in new infections can be expected. Currently, about 90% of COVID-19 patients at Charité are not vaccinated, and Christ believes that if the vaccination rate is not increased significantly, it will lead to massive restrictions in hospitals as a result of treatments. The director continued to explain that if this trend continues along the forecasts and no countermeasures are taken, there is also the threat of a significant reduction in care for non-COVID-19 patients in the coming weeks. The situation is exacerbated by the fact that there are significantly fewer intensive care beds available nationwide than a year ago. The background, he said, is primarily a Germany-wide decline in intensive care staff. The existing intensive care beds are currently occupied mostly by those who do not have coronavirus, and as a result, there are very few free beds available for COVID-19 care. Charité's CEO Hajo Kromer emphasized, quote, "We urgently need the reintroduction of vacancy quotas for intensive care beds. Without the reintroduction of these quotas, it will not be possible to ensure the care of COVID-19 patients in the coming weeks and months," unquote. He said that this would allow hospitals to reduce elective procedures and organize transfers between the hospitals in a way that can be properly planned. There is support for this from Berlin's Health Senator Kalaichi, who finds the demand of the hospitals justified and called on the federal government to once again finance the provision. Investigations into the conspiracy ideologue Attila Hildmann have apparently involved a mole in the Berlin judiciary. According to ARD research, a former employee of Berlin's judiciary is suspected of having passed on confidential information to Hildmann. The information provided by the ARD political magazine Contrasta and the research unit STRGF, which is produced by NDR, is that the person in question is 32-year-old M from Berlin. Among other things, they are said to have accessed documents relating to the preliminary investigation against Hildmann. A spokesperson for the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office reportedly confirmed on request that a former employee from the authority's IT department is being investigated on suspicion of breaching the confidentiality of their work and of attempted obstruction of justice. Accordingly, the employee was terminated without notice. And per reporting, the General Public Prosecutor's Office had been on the trail of M after they had been noticed several times during police operations, including being identified in the environment of an activist of the Querdenker scene. Spokesman Martin Steltner explained that as a result, back in May, the Attorney General's office examined which data had been accessed by the then system administrator, uncovering unauthorized queries on various people from the far right and the Querdenker scene. As a result, the Berlin apartment of suspect M was then searched in July, and data storage mediums were seized. In addition to passing on data, the accused is also said to have visited Hildmann, who is wanted in Germany, in Turkey at the beginning of the year. This is what a former acquaintance of Hildmann, Kai Enderes, claimed in an interview with Contrasta. Allegedly, per Enderes, M also passed the warrant on to Hildmann. In response to the data scandal, the judiciary is now intending to take appropriate action. In the future, a more comprehensive record is to be kept of who accesses which documents and when, and the law enforcement agency is examining how data in sensitive investigative proceedings can be better protected against unauthorized access. Criminal proceedings have been underway against Hildmann since last year for numerous acts, including incitement of the people and resistance to law enforcement officials. Hildmann, who has German and Turkish citizenship, is currently said to be in Turkey, and Turkey does not extradite their nationals. According to the research, the former justice employee, M, did not want to comment on the allegations, and Hildman, who gave an interview to Contrasta and STRGF, according to their information, did not want to comment on the accusations either. The Obdachlosenhilfe, or homeless aid organization in Berlin, has started up their Kältebusse service again. Starting yesterday until the end of March, teams of volunteers and professionals will be on the road in the buses until late at night to help those in need, distributing warm drinks, clothing or sleeping mats and sleeping bags, or transporting those affected to emergency shelters. A spokesperson for the Berlin City Mission explained to the Morgan Post that with the onset of the cooler weather, the demand in the shelters has already increased significantly. Therefore, the organization is operating 3 cold weather buses instead of 2 this season. In addition to the buses, an ambulance will also circulate once a week to provide medical care to those in need. Last year, which was marked by the corona pandemic with lockdown and closure of quite a few facilities, aid workers had a particularly busy time, especially during the cold snap back in February of 21. According to a spokesperson, the Berlin Red Cross warming bus team received around 1,700 calls over 150 nights, significantly more than the year before, coming in contact with about 1,650 people, 340 of whom were taken to emergency shelters. A city mission spokesperson explained that passersby who see people they believe are in need can call the buses of the mission and the Red Cross via a hotline. However, it is important to politely ask beforehand whether they are willing to go to an emergency shelter. Quote, otherwise, the bus may come in vain and be missing in another place in the city. Unquote. Kältehilfe in Berlin is organized by church and social agencies with the help of volunteers and is usually financed by the state through the districts and with donations. In the first systematic count of homeless people in Berlin, around 2,000 were recorded in January of 2020, although not all of those affected could be counted. Previously, there were only rough estimates, which assumed 6,000 to 10,000 people. The Christmas market on Breitscheidplatz, which begins on November 22nd, will once again have a large Christmas tree on display. The almost 20-meter-high Nordmann was to be cut down yesterday in Marzahn, and later today it is to be set up at the Gedächtniskirche, where it can be admired until January 2nd. According to the Morgan Post, the donor bought the Christmas tree back in 1995 in a pot for the living room at home, and then later planted it in the garden. At that time, the tree was only 1.2 meters tall. And again, it will not be possible to celebrate the holiday season at the Christmas markets this year without some restrictions due to the pandemic. Almost a week ago, the Senate decided on a mask obligation for all markets except for those whose operators rely on the 2G rule. Currently, the markets scheduled at Zitadelle Spandau and the Gendarmenmarkt. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.